Married at First Sight. Chapter 4413. Abidu asked, "Will 2 years be enough?" Abby, instead of questioning me, you should support and encourage me. I can do it. I'm not questioning your ability. I just think it's really hard to start a company and get it running smoothly in 1 or 2 years unless your industry happens to be at the leading edge of a major trend. But there are very few industries that are actually riding the wave of such trends right now. He had actually raised the question of whether it was possible. But the "can it be done" she meant and the "can it be done" he responded with weren't quite the same. Evan York looked at her and said, "Abby, how about we make a bet?"
"What kind of bet?"
"A bet on ourselves. If I can get my family's branch in Hyribity on track within 2 years, you'll marry me. And if you lose?" Abidu shot back. Evan York leaned back, spread his hands, and said, "Then I will marry you. If you win, you marry me. If you lose, I marry you." Abidu replied, "Swindler. That kind of bet has only one ending. It's not the same. One way, you marry me and move to Wanchinj. The other, I marry you and move to Hyribity." Abidu said, "Forget it. I don't want to bet with you. Whether your company succeeds or not is your business. It has nothing to do with me. I really hope you'll make that bet with me. That way, he wouldn't need to wait for the company to succeed. He could just admit defeat and marry her." Someone as sharp as Abidu would know exactly what he was trying to do, which was why she refused to bet. She wanted them to marry out of love, pure and unconditioned. "It's not often you go home. Why not stay a few more days, spend some time with your grandma and your parents?" Evan York replied, "My grandmother is now a great-grandmother. Her eyes are only on the great-grandchildren now, not us grandkids. Everyone else just has to step aside. Everyone else has to step aside. My parents only really light up when I bring a girlfriend home. That's when they look at me, remember I'm their son, and show they're happy. The sixth son brought his girlfriend home to meet our parents. They were so envious, they said my aunt had completed her mission while theirs was still unfinished."
"What mission?"
"They gave birth to all of us brothers. My eldest brother is married, so now they focus entirely on me." Evan York knew this all too well. "I had only been home for a day when my parents urged me to come back again. I told them I'd wait until my sister-in-law gave birth. Once she did, and both mother and baby were fine, my mother immediately urged me to come back again." Evan York looked at Abidu with affection. "Abby, I love you. I really do. I don't care if you're a fox, the second daughter of the Du family, or just an adorable goof, I love all of it." No matter how many identities she had, she was still the same person to him. Abidu said, "The sixth young master at least knew to bring his girlfriend home. You ran back alone without even telling me. When something good happened in your family, you never once thought of me." Evan York hesitated. I just thought I'd go back to see my nephew, and after that, I came straight here. I didn't really think it through. I also assumed you wouldn't want to come back with me. You haven't accepted my feelings yet, and our relationship is still up in the air. If you never ask me, how would you know I don't want to go? Of course I want to go, not because I've accepted your feelings or become your girlfriend, but because of my sister Serenity. Sister Serenity is very dear to me. She just gave birth, and as her close friend, it's only right that I go visit her." Evan York looked awkward and couldn't find the words to reply. He hadn't thought it through. Knowing how close she was to his sister-in-law, it should have been obvious that she'd want to visit once the baby was born. But he'd heard the news and rushed back on his own. At the time, he genuinely hadn't considered her feelings. That was his mistake. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4414. After a moment, Evan York said, "Abby, I haven't done well enough. I'll try harder and do better in the future. There's a party on Saturday.
I'll be attending and need someone to go with me. See if you're free that day. The surprise came so suddenly that Evan York looked up at Abby Du in disbelief.
Abby, are you talking to me? Is there anyone else here besides the two of us? This guy could really be dense sometimes.
Evan York grinned. I was just afraid I misheard.
Abby, I'm free anytime. If you ever need someone to accompany you to an event or social gathering, just say the word. I'd love to go with you and be your personal bodyguard. Even if she hadn't asked, if he knew she was going to a party, he would have found a way to get himself invited just to be there with her. He couldn't risk letting his fox be lured away by other men. From what he knew, many wealthy families in Hyribity had their eyes on Abby Du, hoping she would become their daughter-in-law. But Abby Du didn't feel any connection with their sons. Those well-groomed local elites just weren't her type. The one she liked was Evan York. Yes, even though she hadn't formally accepted his feelings, Evan York could feel her love for him. She had fallen for him last year. Come to my house and wait for me around 6 on Saturday evening.
Okay.
Do you have a new suit? Evan York was about to say no, but quickly changed his answer.
I don't have any new suits. The ones I wear are all older.
Was Abby going to buy him one? Then find some time in the next few days to shop for two new ones. If you want them custom made, it might be too late. Just buy some ready-to-wear ones, there are a few good brands out there.
Evan York felt a little disappointed again.
Evan York felt a fresh wave of disappointment. Abby wasn't offering to buy clothes for him, she was asking him to buy them himself.
Abby, could you help me pick out a few new suits? I usually get my clothes custom made. If I buy them on my own, I'm afraid I'll choose poorly.
It would be hard for Abby Du to take that seriously. The men of the York family were perfectly capable of dressing themselves. Were they really afraid of buying the wrong clothes? She knew exactly what he was getting at, he just wanted her to buy him some new clothes. At that moment, the waiter began serving the food. Once all the dishes had arrived, Abby Du invited Evan York to start eating. As for whether she would buy him those new suits, she gave no clear answer, at least not until she was full and content. Evan York resigned himself to the outcome. He would have to buy new clothes on his own. He hadn't won her over yet, so the effort had to continue.
Abby, let's go see a movie, Evan York suggested as they left the hotel.
I haven't been to the movies in a long time, Abby Du replied. I'm not even sure what's worth watching right now.
Well, we won't know unless we go check it out.
Since you don't have any social engagements tonight, why not relax a bit?
My treat.
Abby Du didn't say no. And just like that, Evan York, who had been feeling a little down, perked up instantly.